FM 90.3 WJTL, Zach Williams, Chainbreaker. It's a theme Thursday. We're talking about freedom. That song certainly doing that. Good morning to you. It is 7:20.
Good morning, intern Jesse, with a check on your weather. We are in the midst of an extreme heat warning, which will continue through Saturday at 8 p.m. So today, we're looking at a sunny, hot, and humid day with a high of 103, and tonight, a clear night and a low of 78. Friday, again, same conditions of sunny, hot, and humid, but a high of 101, so a little cooler. And Saturday, the 4th of July, mostly sunny, hot, and humid, and a high of 99. And rounding us off on Sunday, partly sunny and hot, but a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 94. And right now in Mannheim, the temperature is climbing. It is 80 degrees.
And this morning, our very special guest is our friend, pastor and author, Dave Whitmer. We're here to talk about his book. Dave, before we talk about your book, you were just joking. You guys lived here for many years in Lancaster, and you were a pastor here for 30 years, but you've moved to Florida. You said you'd have to go back to Florida to cool off if you went there today.
Exactly. We came from the icebox of 88 degrees down there up to Death Valley or something.
Yeah. Oh, man. And you're a big Phillies fan. Do you get to see the Phillies play anymore?
When they play Miami, we'll go down to the Miami Stadium. I've never seen them win there yet, but here's hoping.
Oh, man. Well, Dave, we're talking about your book, very serious. And you know, it's good to be able to laugh about the Phillies and the heat, but we really want to focus on your book, A Widower's Journey Through Grief, Surviving the Loss of Your Bride. Tell us a little bit about your wife and when she passed and a little bit of background for your book.
Well, my wife, Carol, was a first grade teacher in the Penn Manor School District here in the county for over 20 years. And she had a very rare cancer that 1% of the population gets, but she had it and had a surgery in Johns Hopkins University. And they said it would not return. A very fraction of those who have this cancer ever have it reoccurring. And she was one of those persons that it reoccurred. So we did move to Florida from the beautiful Lancaster County here for her health because of the loss of lymph nodes and how cold the north was.
Yeah.
So, but now that it's hot, it could work. But
yeah.
So we lived down there. And, you know, there the miracle didn't happen for her. One of the things that I try to address in my book is what happens when you pray and you don't get answers, or especially with illnesses. You know, there's many people prayed and still she died. So for every book that is written about a miraculous recovery, there's 100 of us that could write books on grief.
Yeah.
And mine is one of those.
How long were you and Carol married?
We were married 39 years.
Amazing. Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we talked earlier about how men grieve differently than women. And one of the reasons that you wrote this book is because you didn't really find anything out there that was helping you as a man. They were more just grieving in general.
Right.
You talked about how men tell stories. What are maybe some other significant ways men grieve differently than women do?
Well, one of the ways that men work out their grief, and sometimes this is misunderstood, people say men go back to work so quickly. But men tend to work out their grief. Not all men, but men tend to work out their grief with activity, and you could call this a legacy activity. One of the first things I did was to try to get a headstone at her grave, and that activity was part of grief. To get that name, get that done. Another thing I did was make a book of her story, her life story with her childhood pictures and so on. Other men write poems or maybe set up a benevolence fund or other legacy activities that more work it out. Men tend to do things shoulder to shoulder rather than face to face.
Okay.
So when I was in grief counseling in Florida, I was the only man in the grief group. And the women all begged me to stay because they wanted to hear a man's perspective. But the face-to-face talking is not as significant as the shoulder-to-shoulder activity. So if you want to support a man, go do a work project with him.
Interesting.
Shoulder to shoulder. And as you work, you'll hear the stories. And the tears will come and shoulder to shoulder. So the best thing you can do is say, what are you doing this week and can I come help you?
Yeah.
Which is different than let's sit around and talk and have tea and you tell me your feelings.
Mm. Right. So what I hear you saying is that men are not avoiding grief by doing things. They're working through their grief by doing these
exactly,
things.
Exactly. I think that's one thing that's misunderstood when men work. They're looking for a way to do something to express grief.
Yeah.
Legacy activity. One man was grieving and he said, would you just go up to the little Grand Canyon up there and do a 2-day canoe trip with me? Sure. Well, as we canoed, as we camped, we talked a lot. And he told the stories. And, you know, grieving men need people to listen to the story, even if it's the 10th time they've heard it.
Right. Now, you were a pastor for 30 years. Your voice is amazing. I could see why they wanted you to stay in the grief group, because you bring comfort just through the things you say and your voice. Are you available? Like, do you do any counseling? Do you do any speaking?
Sure. I'm available to speak. And I enjoy sitting down with a cup of coffee with somebody who is going through grief and hearing their story.
Yeah.
And so any man who needs another man to talk to about losing their beloved wife, I'd be happy to talk to them.
Yeah. You could find Dave. Probably the best way would be to contact us and we would get your info from him. You are on Facebook though.
Yes, that'd be great.
Your book, A Widower's Journey Through Grief, Surviving the Loss of Your Bride, a book written from a man's perspective. It's available everywhere.
It is, yes. Yeah.
And we want to invite you to check it out. Dave, thank you for joining us today. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate you sharing. I'm sure it's not easy to continue, just like it wasn't easy to write the book. It's probably not easy to continue to share some of these stories.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for doing that. We want to give you an opportunity to win this book as well.
Yes, I want to echo Fred's words. Thank you so much, Dave, for being here, sharing the vulnerable parts of your story. I'm sure it will encourage truly and help somebody else. Dave is giving away a copy of his book, A Widow's Journey Through Grief, Surviving the Loss of Your Bride. If you'd like a chance to win his book, that number you want to call is 717-392-3690. Caller number 3 is going to win this morning. Again, 717-392-3690.
Dave and Joy, have a great rest of your day. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Happy birthday and happy anniversary to the two of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, back to the music we go with our freedom songs. This is Jamie McDonald, Left It in the River on WJTL.